This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Welcome back to Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. Thank you so much for tuning and spending your Friday with me. Today, I'm going to take you on a beautiful trip to a wine country, and this wine country is called Temecula. Temecula is a city southwest of Riverside in Riverside County in California. So Temecula is pretty much between San Diego in LA and Los Angeles, right in the middle. There was something really fun that I discovered before going into the website, that this place has a live webcam. So right now, while you are listening to the show, hopefully with a nice glass of wine, you can log in to the Fazeli Cellars. And it is, let me give you the, it's Fazeli, FazeliCellars.com, and you can check out the live view of what's going on around. You can also look at the pictures while we are having the conversation, so it will give you a better view of the place. For today's glossary, before we dive into the interview, I had two words for you, and those are the words that we have used during the conversation. And the first word is terroir. And what is terroir? Terroir is how a particular region's climate, soils, and the terrain affects the taste of the wine. So different regions have different terroirs, and this word has a huge, big meaning in the French wine production. They also put in the winemaker sometimes as the part of the terroir, because the winemakers who produce wines in France, they stay in the wineries for such a long time that they know how things grow, how the grapes develop. So they are part of this word of terroir. The next word that I have for you is called vintage. And vintage refers to the year of the wine that has been produced. So when you look at the bottle of a wine that says 2006, that is the vintage. So a red wine that you will drink today that says 2006, that means that it has been harvested, made into a wine, vinified, hence vintage, and then aged for, and starting from 2006. And today you are drinking that wine 14 years later. So I think we're ready to invite our friend on the phone. And his name is Bijan Fazeli, a.k.a. BJ, with Fazeli Cellars. Hi, BJ. How are you?
Hi, Anish. Thanks for having me on your program.
Thank you for joining us. It's such a pleasure. And I am super excited to learn about the wine country, to share it with the listeners, and also to learn about your place and also you. How did you end up in Temecula, in the wine business? Everything sounds so interesting and exciting. Are you ready?
Oh, sure, I'm ready. Whenever you are.
I am. So BJ, what does BJ stand for?
BJ stands for Baba John. Baba John is a term that, as you know, Baba is pops, father, grandpa, and John is a term of endearment. So my kids always called me Baba John, and now my grandkids call me Baba John as well as my kids.
Well, that's very sweet. And that is so sweet. We say John in Armenian.
Correct. John is more formal. June is more intimate.
Uh-huh.
So it's the same thing, J-A-A-N or J-O-O-N. If you're formal, you say Baba John, or if you're informal, you just say Baba June.
I see. So that brings me then to the question about your heritage. where are you from, share with our listeners, and how did you arrive to the United States? Or were you born here?
I'm Persian. I was born back in 1953, about 41 or 2 years ago. I came out of Iran just before the revolution. I think it was October of 1978. I went to London, England, thinking that it was going to be for a couple of months. And then I go back, and it's been over 40 years since I've been outside of the mother country.
Then you arrived to the United States?
Sure. So we lived in England. I lived in England, and then I got married over there. And we had a couple of kids over there. We moved over here, when was it? Just over 30 years ago. The climate was driving me crazy over in England. It was raining too much. And we sought Southern California. Came over here, and one thing led to another. I was in media business. I was in infomercial business, home shopping. And we had distribution in over 60 countries around the world. My passion has always been wine. So when was it? Back in 2001, my wife and I, we were living in Irvine, California. And we received a local magazine called The Coast. And as we were flicking through the pages, there was a 10-acre for sale in Temecula that had a vineyard on it. And the idea appealed to me. I talked to Wendy, my wife, said, hey, let's go for a day trip and have a look around and see what's going on over there. You know, we have a cabin up in Big Bear. We have our main residence is in Irvine, California. This would be a beautiful midway spot to build a nice house on a vineyard. So we came over here, we looked around. At that time, there was a local issue with the vines. There was a disease called Pierce disease.
Yes.
Which was destroying a lot of the vines in the locality. So we got scared. We went back, and I went up and down the coast, and I looked at Napa, looked at Paso, and all those places. But really and truly, my heart was in Temecula. So we came back a couple of years later, 2003, and we started looking and so on and so forth. I think it was towards the end of 2005. We managed to find one piece of land that we started grading and decided to just have a vineyard and then later on maybe build a house on it, because gradually we wanted to move over here and perhaps retire over here. In the midst of doing all this, my kids used to travel with us from time to time, and my eldest said, hey, Dad, I want to get married in Temecula. So we decided to buy some grapes and make some wine. That was back in 2006 with one of the local co-ops. And my eldest daughter got married 2009, and we served our first vintages, which was, as I said, 2006 vintage. And we made one white, which was Nowruz, Yalda, and Shiraz.
Awesome. That is so great. That's the best. I mean, I think as for the weddings, it's important to have it in a place that it's memorable. And plus, having your own wine served at the wedding, I bet it's a memory that everyone is going to remember forever. I wanted to take you a little bit back. You said that you always had a passion in wine. Do you remember what triggered that passion? Do you remember the particular bottle that you drank for the first time, or the setting or experience that you had that you know, made you fall in love with wine?
When I was much younger, in Iran, you see, the history of wine and ancient Persia or the old Iran goes back over 7,400 years.
Absolutely.
Back in 1968, a group of archaeologists were excavating a little kitchen on the western side of Iran in the mountains of Zagros. And in this kitchen, they found six vases, six vessels of what later on was discovered to be jugs of wine. What was really intriguing was the fact that these six vases, two of them actually are sitting in the Museum of Penn University in the United States. And Penn University Museum actually carbon dated these, and the tartaric acid at the bottom of them date back to over 5,000 years BC. So when you sit down and you look at all this history, and when you look at the steps of Persepolis, or what we call Taht-e-Jamshid, and you see all these sculptures, people from all around the land, they used to come and they used to carry vases that it's believed to be wine in it. So it has always been part of our culture. And when I lived in the old country, we used to have really good wines from different places like Qazvin, Rezaie, but there is some stories and history going back to the ancient city of Shiraz, and the wine that they were serving over there, it used to be a sweet white wine that was particular from the city of Shiraz. And in a lot of the poetries, you are very much, reading about wine. It's all about getting together with friends and drinking and reciting and so on and so forth. So all of these basically subconsciously affect you, and you develop some love, some tendency to enjoy the wine. And I've been fortunate enough during my lifetime to be exposed to some really good wine. And my palate sort of developed. One thing led to another. And I appreciated good wine throughout my life and good food.
Absolutely. They go hand in hand together. When you wine and food, it's... when you have good wine, you need something really good to go with it. That is amazing. I love the ancient history of Persia and the learning all about wine. There is a particular fun thing that I shared on the very first episode about a lady who was in her harem, and she got upset, or she got kicked out of the group, and then she decided to kill herself, and then she drank the wine, but she didn't know. She thought it was a poison, and then she was happy, and she came back and she shared her knowledge. I love that story. It's so much fun.
Yes, I've heard the same legend, and apparently she was so upset that that she was out of the king's favor, so that's why. So when it's nice that you are touching on the fact that wine and food pair together tremendously. And I always say when people say, oh, you know, I'm not a wine drinker, I always say wine is not for drinking. Wine is an experience. Wine has to be consumed in the presence of someone that you care and you love and you enjoy being with, in an ambiance that is pleasant to the eyes, pleasant to sit and listen to beautiful music, pair it with what you like. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a piece of steak with a red wine or a piece of fish with white wine. You actually can create your own. As long Absolutely. As you can create that moment, you're sitting with someone that you like, you're listening to the music, you're looking at the beautiful scenery, you're enjoying some good food, and then sipping on that wine, that is the experience that you gain overall. Because wine is something that you touch, you feel, you taste, you smell, and you enjoy. You really savor it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It is absolutely about the whole experience, the whole enjoyment. And that brings me back to today. So you bought the property in 2005, and did you plant vines right away, or did you start the construction right away? I know you said that you purchased grapes to make wine that followed for the future vintages, but what happened next after you purchased the location?
Right. The 2005 property we bought, that wasn't this property where the winery is on. This property we actually bought towards the end of 2007, and then 2008 we started grading because there was a hill in here and it was just a piece of dirt. So we started grading it. That's a long story because, when we started grading it, there was apparently an underground, not a river, but a seasonal dry drainage that when we started, from up the hill, all the water that, from the rain and so on and so forth, it was just washing underneath. So when we started grading in here, one of the bulldozers just sunk in it. That's a long story. But anyhow, we started grading this piece of land, and then we irrigated it. We planted it. And then for a few years, I was working on the design. I always tell people that I designed this place, but the architect made it legal. Because then we could submit it to the county and pull our permits and so on. That whole process took about 7-8 years. 2015, it was December 5th of 2015 that we broke ground over here, and we opened the place December 14th, 2015. So we're just over 4 years that we opened. However, prior to that, we had a tasting room in Old Town Temecula, which is a beautiful, quaint place. It's not in wine country. And it's one of the oldest cities, actually, or towns, I should say, in the whole of California. It dates back over 150-some years.
BJ, we will be back after the commercial, and please share with us about the Old Town and the country of Temecula.
Absolutely. The wine country and Old Town Temecula, will definitely touch base on that.